I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Officials issued stark warnings as Hurricane Milton closed in on Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Panic buying at gas stations gripped Florida as Hurricane Milton closed in on the Tampa Bay area on Wednesday.
I've been here for 38 years and never had one to force us to do this.
Meanwhile, officials continued to sound the alarm.
Looking like the storm of the century.
At a White House briefing, President Joe Biden urged Florida residents to follow local safety recommendations. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said the impact of the latest storm could be devastating.
Hurricane Milton is going to be a deadly and catastrophic storm. It will bring massive storm surge, high winds, and severe flooding as it moves across the state of Florida.
The National Hurricane Center said Milton was expected to maintain hurricane strength as it crossed the Florida peninsula, posing storm surge danger on the state's Atlantic coast as well.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu talked on the phone Wednesday for the first time in 7 weeks. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It came amid the president's growing frustration with the prime minister, who's repeatedly ignored U.S. calls for ceasefires in Gaza and Lebanon. The White House says the call lasted about a half hour, with Vice President Harris joining.
It was direct. It was productive.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says they did discuss Israel's response to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack, and while she would not speculate, Israel's defense chief says the retaliation will be lethal and surprising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is